As we've reported, Sweden's Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson today announced that her country would join NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, ending more than 200 years of military non-alignment. The announcement follows a similar one this weekend from neighboring Finland. Nick Schifrin has more.
It is a historic generational shift by the governments of Sweden and Finland and their populations. After the Cold War ended, Sweden and Finland joined the European Union but refused to join NATO, pursuing instead a policy of armed neutrality. Finland shares an 830-mile border with Russia, and as recently as February, the government said it had no plans to join NATO. But the invasion of Ukraine has changed everything. In 2017, 22% of Finns and 32% of Swedes supported joining NATO. Today, those numbers are 76% in Finland and 53% in Sweden. For more on this, we turn to Sweden's ambassador to the United States, Karin Olofsdotter, and Finland's ambassador to the United States, Mikko Hautala. Welcome, both of you, to the NewsHour. Let me start with you, Ambassador Olofsdotter. Why are you applying for NATO today?
Well, we have seen a dramatic shift in our region. When Russia attacked the Ukraine in February, that was a dramatic shift. A neighboring country of ours attacking an, you know, unprovoked country, democracy, another European state, that really changed everything for us.
Ambassador Hautala, you train and share intelligence with NATO. Your membership in the EU includes a treaty to assist any member country that is attacked. So why is that no longer good enough?
I think we have now a clear plan to execute our long-standing foreign policy position, which is that we have already said for almost two decades that in case situation changes, we may apply for NATO membership. That's what we are doing right now. Of course, we also think that the EU common solidarity between the member states continues to be important and relevant, but we think that NATO as a defensive alliance is definitely needed in this kind of a situation with its own military capabilities.
Ambassador Olofsdotter, you need all 30 countries in NATO to agree. And today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called Sweden a, quote, incubation center for the PKK, the Kurdish group that's deemed a terrorist group by the EU and the U.S. Will you extradite the Kurds living in Sweden that Turkey is currently asking for?
That is something we have not discussed. We are, you know, seeking contact with Turkey to discuss all the issues we have in front of us, and we look very much forward to cooperating with Turkey as an ally in NATO. So we are trying to have discussions with the Turks and look forward to that.
Ambassador Hautala, I know that Finland has said it was blindsided by Turkey's announcement. Do you believe Turkey has a price that NATO can pay?
Well, that remains to be seen. We have received some inconsistent messages from Turkey. First from President Erdogan saying that they would support the application. Now we are hearing something else. I think we have to find out also together with Sweden what we are talking about and what that does that mean. But I think we have a really good relationship with Turkey, and I believe that we can sort of have a good discussion on those items and then find a solution.
Ambassador Olofsdotter, Vladimir Putin made comments today that some people found interesting. He changed his rhetoric and said he had, quote, no problems with Sweden or Finland joining NATO, but that creating new NATO infrastructure would, quote, trigger a response. So do you believe that's a real threat? And do you have any plans to expand NATO infrastructure in Sweden? Ambassador Olofsdotter?
Yes. No, I mean, we are joining NATO as a full member, of course, with everything that that implies. So that is discussions that we will have with NATO as we go forward in our accession process. Of course, we are happy that the Russians don't see it as a threat that we are joining NATO. We have heard differently before. And given the unpredictability and what we have seen in the Ukraine, we, of course, have to take every precaution we can to strengthen our own security. So we have decided to, you know, go up to 2% of our on our defense budget. We are ramping up our missile defense, our air force, our marine, navy, and building submarines, etc. So we are really taking our security very seriously. But of course, that was a quite good message coming out of the Kremlin today.
Ambassador Hautala, you're the former ambassador in Moscow. Were you surprised by Putin's language today?
Not really. I think it's basically consistent of with what he has said before many years ago. But of course, given the dramatic shift in February in Ukraine, I think we had to take seriously also all kinds of scenarios that might take place. And we continue certainly to do so. So we take all the precautions. But of course, this message is welcome. And I think that it's, as I said, it's consistent with what they have said before.
Ambassador Ulvdottir, there will be a time between Sweden's requesting to join NATO and actually being inside of NATO. And today, the prime minister said that that would be a, quote, vulnerable position. The United Kingdom has publicly said that it has a mutual security agreement during that time. But do you feel that you have enough security guarantees from the U.S. or other NATO countries during that gap?
Of course, we are fully aware of we can't get full security guarantees until we are a full member of the alliance. But our friends, the Norwegians and the Danes and the Germans and the Brits and others have, you know, stated that they are willing to do whatever it takes to keep help us keeping us safe in this period. We are, of course, taking our own security very seriously. So, you know, we have ramped up the threshold for any aggression. So together with our friends and allies and partners, we think that we can, you know, make it tougher to threaten us in the meantime. So that's a discussion we are having now on the details of that in the period coming up. But we are very happy for the support we get from everyone in our vicinity on helping us during this time.
Ambassador Hatzel, I want to move the conversation over to Ukraine. You're the former ambassador to Moscow and to Kyiv. Ukrainian officials I spoke to just a couple days ago when I was in Kyiv used the word victory. Do you fear, though, that Russia would escalate before it's seen to lose?
I think certainly it's a possibility that we have to take into account. I do believe that we have a long conflict in our hands. And I think the Russians are not yet certainly ready to give up on anything. And I think they have their old war goals still in their minds. So I think it's very hard to predict what's going to happen next. But obviously, there's not going to be a fast solution to this war.
Ambassador Ulvdottir, I noticed on Friday that Ukraine's top aide, Andriy Yermak, said that while he was happy for both Finland and Sweden to join NATO, it was, quote, a double standard of NATO to fast track your admission. Why should Ukraine wait now for 14 years and not get into NATO when your countries are expected to join NATO within months?
Well, that's, of course, the question for the alliance to take.
Ambassador Ulvdottir, sorry.
I think it's the same that it's the alliance has set certain standards, and I think it's up to the alliance to decide which countries meet those standards and how fast and to which result they should proceed. So we are trying to do our best. We are together with Sweden, long-standing democracies, also countries with very basically non-existent corruption and with heavy defense spending in our case. So I think it's up to the alliance to decide how do we meet the criteria.
Ambassador Ulvdottir, I just have about 45 seconds left, so I'll direct this last question to you. The U.S. has a pro-NATO president today, but President Trump was questioned NATO while he was president, and of course, the next president could question NATO. So do you believe that you have, in the U.S., a reliable partner inside NATO in the future?
Yes, I do. We've been a long-standing partner and have had a great partnership for many, many years. So I think the alliance will persist. And there are many members in the NATO alliance, 30 of them, not only the United States. But of course, the United States is one of the most important ones. But I trust that the United States will stay in NATO.
Ambassador Karin Ulvdottir, Ambassador Mikko Hautala, thank you very much to you both.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks a lot.